Today FM's Dermot and Dave. Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Johnny Welch. I'm from Kinsale, full-time fisherman. I'm in the boat here, the Rachel J.
Right, well, there's questions in. Let's ask some of them. Stuart in Castlebar wants to know, is being a fisherman something you always wanted to do?
Yeah, pretty much. My dad had an angling boat, and that's how I got my love for the sea, I guess, and a local fisherman at home in Kinsale, and I went with him, and I'm here now. So yes is the answer to the question, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
I feel I know fishing because I watch those shows like Deadliest Catch. Are any of them close to reality?
Sure they are a bit, but the Yanks are, oh my God, man, and all this crap, like that doesn't really go on like this. Yeah, you're delighted when you get it, but we're not all high-fiving around the place. They're just going through the motions of getting the job done.
And what about then when we see a movie like The Perfect Storm and it's all George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg and all that kind of stuff and we're like, this is incredible, you're so brave. Is that of any kind of realism in it?
Well, it's a small bit far-fetched. Don't get me wrong, I was horrendous collision of two storms. I read the book there, but yeah, there's bad nights, definitely, and normally you just dodge if it's too bad and ride it out, basically. Mm. Let it pass and make way on to wherever you're going then, you know.
A lot of people want to know this, and Lecker Food Collection asks it, and I suppose the storms will kind of bring it up in your mind. Do you ever get seasick?
I don't, thank God, but we've had guys come and go. For instance, one guy a few years ago always asked me for work. A job came up and he came out and he was going to pack up his job. And, oh my God, we left the pier in Kinsale, I'd say 1 hour. He was dying.
No.
We didn't see him for 3 days. And we came back and just started a taxi home for him. He was
good
way of losing weight, though.
Someone says
for a crash diet.
Sarah and Carrigaline says, is it true that once you get sick on a boat you'd be sick for the rest of that journey?
No, you'd like John here now, because we were tied up over Christmas, etc. He was a bit sick coming away, didn't eat food for a day or two, but he's grand now again. But he said if he's ashore for a few weeks it just kicks off in a couple of days, he's
okay,
back into the game.
Is it the kind of thing that you always suffer from, or like the more you get out on a boat, the less seasick you'll be?
I don't know is the answer to that question.
Like if that guy who had the terrible 3 days and then disappeared forever, if he had just stuck with it, do you think he could have got over the seasickness?
I'd say we'll never see him again. he was dying, like... I don't know. I think there's a lot of pills you can take now for it. We actually have pills in the first aid for seasickness.
But, right.
We gave them to guys before, but I couldn't say there was a miraculous cure. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I think you're supposed to take them before you come.
Yes, that's right, isn't it?
In an ideal world.
A few hours beforehand or something, yeah. Heavy McCarthy wants to know, what's the weirdest thing you've ever found in the nets?
Oh my God, it's shopping trolleys, bicycles.
Out at sea.
There's a container in the small... Yeah, containers are lost off ships. There was one in the smalls area, which is, say, off the west coast of Wales. And there's a container full of left-hand shoes. So you'd be picking up all these left-hand runners and whatnot when you're close to them.
What's a left-hand shoe? What are you talking about?
It's like the left foot.
Well, I have to do the other container with the right-hand one. I guess.
Amazing. Julian Cork asked, do you personally like fish and what's your favourite one to eat?
Oh, I love eating fish. I love albacore tuna that we catch in the summertime. That's white tuna. Big in France and Spain. You wouldn't really see it in the market here.
Right.
Or a pick of whitefish, if I was bringing it home, would be haddock or jandori.
Mm. Well, Carol Ann and Nace asks, what do you actually eat when you're on the boat?
no different to what she'd eat at home. Roast pork, roast beef, you name it, we eat well.
Do you have fancy kitchens?
Yeah, it's a proper kitchen. We've like three Fez power board is 220 broadband, sat TV, proper chef kitchen job.
Do you have a chef?
Well, Davey there, he's the guy who does the cooking. Mostly one dinner a day, you get your own breakfast and stuff, cereal or whatever the hell you want, or a sandwich during the day. Mm. So we've the spuds and a big dinner once a day, like.
Mm-hmm.
He cooked a banana bread just steamed, you know, that was a nice little treat.
Little Fox About Town on Instagram asks, are there many women working in the sector? Is that changing at all?
Very little. We never had a woman working with us. We've had a couple of just observing, measuring size of fish and whatnot, come for a trip and then we wouldn't see them again. But working, very, very little. Very little.
Someone, Kathy on Instagram wants to know, are dolphins or seals regularly caught in your nets?
That's a good question. Social media has us as desperate ogres altogether. We used to be drift netting a long, long time ago before it was banned. And yes, we used to get a good bit of sharks and the odd dolphin that time. Answer to a question now is we haven't seen one for years and years.
Right.
Changing methods and gear in the boat, etc.
And you said social media has you painted as ogres. Do you feel like there's a misunderstanding about the industry?
Major misunderstanding. And look, I'd invite anyone to come out and see that we're not catching any dolphins and stuff. That you'd see killer whales there, okay, but they're only around you, circling around you when you're pumping the fish aboard, trying to get the odd one that falls off. But they're big. You'd want them in your net because they're going straight through it, you know?
Yeah. You're not going to pick one up by mistake.
They could tow you
big,
home,
strong
though.
Lads you're not going to catch up to them. They're, geez, a big, strong.
Well,
have you ever seen anything very strange other than stuff that's in your nets? Have you ever actually just seen something weird that you couldn't explain or something strange ever happened when you were out at sea?
We were coming from La Rochelle one time, it's a good few years back, and these two cool, like, tornado, like that movie Twister, now there's two of them kind of, they weren't close to us, but geez, they're mad looking, this. Just like in that movie Twister, no, like a twister yoke going from the surface up into the clouds.
Like. They were on the water?
Yeah, kind of like standing vertical, like a twister job. Only time I ever saw it, I never saw it again.
Mm.
Do you think if you'd sailed into it, like you say, it's very interesting. Like it wouldn't be interesting if it was lifting your boat 60 foot into the air.
I'm thinking the cow flying around in the twister movie.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz.
I don't think it'd afford to lift us in it, but I wouldn't. I prefer to go around it, put that way, just in case.
Yeah, good idea. Luke Andrahada asks, how true to life is Captain Birdseye?
not.
Who's the captain of your boat?
I'm the captain at the moment.
Are you? Have you a big
Evan
white beard?
The
rich
man and,
a navy jacket and brass buttons.
A bit of a beard last night, right, but a clean shaven this morning.
All right, okay.
Do you have to wear a hat when you're a captain?
I wear a hat when I'm outside the wheelhouse because it's cold, like, but I've no hat inside. No captain's hat, no.
And is there pressure on you then as captain? Like, obviously, are you choosing where you're going looking for fish and all that kind of stuff?
There is, I suppose, to just, I suppose the best example is that if we're at in Biscay, the tuna, you can be 7 or 8 or 9 days sometimes and zero aboard the boat, and you can see lads' heads are starting to fall and morale is dropping a bit. In other words, they're there for nothing because they're paid in a share of the catch.
Yeah.
And it's just mad buzz. Then you come on a bit of fish and you can turn it around, and thanks be to God, we never had a blank yet, but... yeah, there's pressure then, right, when the chips are down.
Is it a good living?
It is a good living. It's good. It's kind of, it's anti-social because you miss weddings and christenings and funerals. Unfortunately, you're away. But probably over the course of the year, we might have more time off than a 9-to-5 man, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Finally, Stephen Malone on Twitter asks, are your files actually stored in a filing cabinet?
No. I love the ad though.
Yeah, it's a great ad. Yeah. Johnny Welch from Kinsale, thanks so much for chatting to us, for Ask Me Anything today, and safe sailing.
All the best, lads. Nice talking to you.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM. Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.